Tonight's shir, Simon Ayin Vav, Se'if Zayin, and Se'if Ches. Se'if Zayin. Safek im Soya Bebayis. If there's a doubt, maybe there is excrement in the house, or more specifically in the room where he's going to daven, Mutal Kros, he could say Shema in that room. The Cheskes Bayis in Batsah, because the assumption we make, there's a Chazaka, that there isn't going to be excrement in the room, so therefore you could say Shema and say Brachas there. Safek im Soya Ba'ashba, but if you happen to be standing by the Ashba, by the dump, and you don't know if there happens to be Soya or not by the dump, Asur, you can't make a Bracha there. Now, it could be you're not ready to say Kriya Shema there, but maybe you want to say Kriya Shavon or something like that. So it's Asur. Mishum Decheskes Ashba, Shesh Batsoa. The assumption by a dump is that it was used as a bathroom. I will safek meraglai. Now, if there's a question of whether or not there's urine, afilu ba'ashpa, even if you're at this garbage dump, mutter. We would say that it's permitted to say brachas and say kriyashma. Mishum lo osra toira likos keneged meraglayim, ela keneged amud shel kiluach. Because the Torah never prohibited the recitation of Shema or any davar shel kedusha in the presence of urine, only in the presence of a stream as a person urinates. V'achas shenafal, but once it's fallen to the ground, lo mitzvah midrabanan, there the iser is midrabanan. Ubisfeikan, and if you're not sure if it's there or not, lo gazu, then there's no gezerah. And therefore, if there's a reasonable doubt that maybe there's no urine here, then he would be able to say Shema or brachas. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Chaf Beis. If he's not sure whether or not there's tzoya in the room, he could say Shema. Mutar likros. V'hecha demotza tzoya, and if he finds tzoya, v'eni yodeni, he just doesn't know. Im utzas klavim ushar behema v'chaya, is this animal excrement, dog or other animals? Utzas adam, or is it human waste? Das ha-Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham's opinion is, does lina bas bezeh basah ha-matsui. Then in this case, you follow that which is more likely. Dim mitsuyin tinoikus, yosem iklam, if there's more kids around than dogs, afilu b'bayis asur, that even in a house, you have to assume that it's from a child. V'wa din ipcha ba'ashpa, and the same is true, the opposite, when you're outside, even though by the ashpa, there's a reasonable doubt that there may be human excrement, if there are more dogs, we'll assume that this is dog waste, and we could be lenient and say brachos and shema. Now this is when I checked the dump, and I didn't find any other tsoya except for this one specimen, and he's not sure is it from animal or human. The ilav hachi, because if you didn't check. We already said that the assumption is that every dump has human excrement. It's a common place for people to relieve themselves. Right, like the Magen Avraham. So there's going to be an element of what is the more likely scenario. And if the possibility exists that this is of animal origin, if that's the more likely scenario, that's what we'll go with. If it's more likely to be human, we go with that.
Isn't Isu Deraisa? To say Kriya Shema in front of Saw?
There isn't Isu Deraisa to say Kriya Shema in front of Saw.
So we speak Deraisa Lechomra. How can you go to Kulub?
It's not equal Safik. You have a Rov. You don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. The Rov tells you it's from a dog. So in such a case, you're allowed to rely on that. Sivkaton Chav Gimel, Decheskes Bayis. So the Mechaber writer says, if there's a Suffolk, if there's Tzoya in the first place or not, so where are you? In a Bayis, we assume there isn't, in an Ashpa, we assume there is. Decheskes Bayis, the assumption in the house is that there is no Tzoya. Vimotsu Shom Ketan, but if there are children in that house, Tzarech Livdok, you do have to check. There's no, the Chazaka is ruined. Because the Chazaka that the house is Tzoya free is when they're adults. Or children who are trained to go to the outhouse and back. But if you have little children who are not trained, then there could very well be tzoya in the house, and you have to check before you daven there. Sekan chav da, the cheskes ashpa, and if it's outdoors by an ashpa, and you don't know whether or not there's tzoya, we assume that there is. Lav chazaka gemara. This is not an absolute chazaka. Because if it was, afilu b'mer aglayim haya asur. There'd be no allowance by urine in the case of the ashba. What it means to say is, shederech lehimotzei shom soya. It's commonplace to find soya in ashba. Al kein asur achivdu. Therefore, it's asur until you check. I found this in the bush afterwards. So what's the difference between a chazaka gemura and a not chazaka gemura? I believe it's a question of mid hamotsui and rov. If the majority of ashba have human waste, that's a chazaka gemura. If it's not a majority, but derechli himotsei sham, it's common to find. So that's like your 5 to 10% up to 50% range. It's not the majority, so it's not a chazaka gemura, but it's a likelihood. And the din is sarach livda. You have to check. The din is you have to check. In mir hamotzi is something you have to deal with. If there's an incidence of insect infestation in a certain vegetable, that's mir hamotzi. It's not a majority of the time, but it's a good likelihood. You can't eat it until you check. The Bechir Bedika by Mir Hamotzi. That's how I understand this.
If you check by Chazaka Gemura and you don't find anything, you'd be able to.
That's true.
Okay.
Right. If you even Chazaka Gemura, if you check and it's clean, it's clean. Sifkan Chafei. Sifek Miraglaim. If there's a suffix of urine or not, by the Ashba, we're going to be Makel. Sifek Miraglaim. Vimhu Yodei Ashahoye Kamiraglaim. Let's say he knew there was Miraglaim. His question is, did anyone pour or a vias of water into it which would null and void it, would make it irrelevant? Once we know there was urine here, so you've created the isser. Now we have to be machmir if you don't know whether it was taken care of. Even though it's only dindrabanan when the urine is on the ground. However, in case of need, you don't have any water available to douse it with, and if you're not going to be able to daven now, then you're going to miss Kriyat Shema Esrei. You can rely on the post and the fila b'zeh that even in this case, as lino lekula b'stabon, we say sevdabon lekula, even though it was ischazik yisur, even though we know there was urine here at one time. Then erlo kazeh b'tzav. If the same question happened with excrement. He knows there was soya in the room. He knows there was excrement here. He just doesn't know if it was cleaned out or not. In such a case, it's forbidden to say Shema or Davin until it becomes clear. Here you're dealing with an Issa D'Araisa. If you take a look in Ber Halacha on the side, I will suffik meraglayim v'chulu. If there's a doubt, if there's meraglayim or not, so that's when we're going to be mekel, k'savid rabbanon. Now this, the Mishnah Berurah said, but if you know there was urine there, you just don't know if it was taken care of, that might be worse because of his chazak yisur. So Be'er Locha writes, avosafik meraglayim, it's a limit to say, shemesupaglo im yesho meraglayim. We don't know if there's urine by this ashpa or not. And that's when we could be lenient. V'nir lefini is daiti. It would seem, in my humble opinion, says the Mishnah Berurah, to adin im motzav bayis shoshofach ala oritz ve'eni yodeyem humayim ameraglayim. What happens if you're in the house and you see something on the floor and you don't know if it's water or urine? I would say you don't know if it's apple juice or water. We don't know what it is. Something's on the floor and you're not sure what it is. Yesh lahakol, one could be lenient because of safed abanan lakula. Afilu b'makom shemotzav shem katanim, even though there are little kids in the house. And it's very possible that it's a child who did that. The kach motzui ma'am shenishpach meraglayim, because it's just as possible that water spilled as meraglayim. You know, I'm just wondering to myself, if it was a dirt floor, Yitaka won't know. You just see the floor is wet. So you don't know, was it water, was it urine? On our floors, you would know there's no water and urine. So it has to be, in our case, it would be apple juice. But for him, it was a dirt floor, so you don't know. So the halacha is, even if there are kids around, we don't have to assume the worst. Because the Savi Dabar Lakula, and we don't know for sure there was ever urine there in the first place. The Chayodim writes, we should follow that which is common to anticipate. Shem Ketana Babayas, if there are children in the house, Mistam Hatinuf Meham, we should assume they're the ones who caused the filth. That was talking about soya. So we should extrapolate Afil Meriglayim, the same thing by Meriglayim, by urine. Sham Ivi Shana Yoidim Shumeriglayim, that's when you know there's urine. Vasafiku Imhu Merigle Adam Behema. We just don't know where it came from. Is it human urine? Is it animal urine? The same way we had the shaila by excrement. Is it human or is it animal? So in the house, we assume it's human. So when it came to urine, we know it's urine. The shaila is what kind of urine? Then you go by what's common, and we'll assume it's from the kids. If there's kids around, more than animals, we'll assume it's from the kids. As opposed to our case, you don't know if it's urine. You just see wet on the floor. In that case, Mishnah Berurah says you can be makel. Valdino de chayodim gufa, and even the halacha of chayodim, that when you know it's urine but you don't know its origin, you should be machmir. L'chayr yesh la'ayin. There's room to question that too. Dal b'mir aglayim kaim alon l'halka l'afila ba'ashpa. We hold on Shulchan Aruch that if I don't know if there's urine or not, we're lenient by the dump. Shemotsu himotsu shomir aglayim. Even though it's pretty common to find urine in a dump. Almodos lina bazra motsu l'mir aglayim. You see that when it comes to mir aglayim, we don't always look at the motsui. Maybe you could differentiate if the doubt is about the item itself, is this urine or not? Or if you know it's urine, and you have to say where the urine come from. There we go by the matzui, even though by drabonon and say it's from the children. I'm not sure. In other words, on the one hand, if you don't know if it's urine or not, I hold Savdam on the Kula. And we don't say go by Matsui. So if you know it's urine, why am I going by Matsui there too? Say, assume it's from the animal, not from the kids. This is the question. Is there a way to differentiate between those two scenarios? See, if Kotn Chavav, Afilu Ba'ashpa, if there's a Safik by Miraglayim, even in the Ashpa, it's Mutter. Afilu Ba'ashpa V'chulu, what's allowing me to say? La'acha Shabitakua, you checked it. So nimtza batzor, there's no excrement in this ashpa. There's no bad smell from the ashpa. Because if not, if there was a bad smell, then the dump itself is a reason not to say brachas or kriyishma. We'll describe this later in the simen aintes. Because midiraisa, the only issa with urine is the stream as a person urinates. Magnavam b'shem harosh. Magnavam quotes a rosh. The shoy says, lo choshev neged ha'omud. If the urine is dripping from the person, that's not the same as a stream, v'shoyami derayis, and it's mutam in the Torah. Bagos ha'grach tzanzer mefakfik b'zeh. In the notes of Chaim Tzanzer, he isn't happy with this. Ayin sham, look over there. But the notes on the side bring, the lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah assumes later on, b'pshitos, that shoy says is not in this derayis, only in this drabon. Siv ches. He says Shema or Davins in a place where he should have been nervous. He should have been concerned that there was going to be Tzoya. And he Davin anyway. And now he's done. He sees that there was Tzoya here all along. He has to say Shema again. But if he's Davin in a place where you would never imagine that there was Tzoya there, it's not necessary to go back and Davin and say Shema again. Omer aglayim, as far as urine is concerned, afilim mitzal magma shavur l'stapik. If you did find it in a place where you should have suspected it, ain surach lachs of lichos, you would not have to go back and say shema again. Mishnah Berurah sifkan chavches magma shavur ui. In a place where I should have expected it, the hainu. What does that mean? The magma shavur tzim katanim, a place with little children, the kiyotzim or anything like that. So you should pretty much anticipate that there's going to be soya, and you didn't check. Sifkan chavtes u'matzachach, and then you find it afterwards. B'toch dalan amos, if within his dalan amos. V'imnitzeis chutz dalan amos, if it's out of his dalan amos. B'soch shir k'mo ena, but it's still within his eyesight. Ayin l'kamon sim pe'as if beis Mishnah Berurah sham, look ahead in sim pe'alaf sif beis, in the Mishnah Berurah over there, where he writes that it's a machlokes whether or not he would have to daven again. Sifkan lamid, tzorch lachzor, he would have to say shema again. The Zevach was shown to Eva. The Pasuk says that the offerings of the wicked are an abomination. He should have checked the place. The fact that he didn't makes his whole avoida unwanted. Upashit, do I didn't lachat fila matzah shay begad of menorah betunafim. Similarly, if after he davens he finds his clothing or shoes filthy, v'yodeish nitanfu aydei shahaya koydim hatfila b'makom betunaf, and he knows that this dirt is not dirt, it's because he was in a place before davening that was filthy, could go and base a kisek, kegav the makom ashpasos, either in the bathroom or in the ashpa. V'loshomer satsmolius naki, but says misham, he didn't thoroughly make sure he was clean when he left. The tzarech lachzor, he should daven again, the pasha, he was poshea. So if a person found on his shoes, on his clothing, human excrement, and he should have anticipated that's going to happen, then he wasn't yoisa. But this doesn't mean that he stepped into dog waste and he finds it on his shoe afterwards. That's a different story. Let's say at night he was sitting in a place where there was cat feces and it got on his clothes. And he went to Shul Davin. When he got home, he sees that this filth was on his clothing. It is not necessary for him to recite Shema again or to daven again. This is similar to a situation where I did not have reason to be concerned about. If he found it and he should have checked, then he has to go back and say Shema again. Im ha-brachas with the brachas. Same as Tushman Esrei. As far as benching or other brachas are concerned, look later in the end of Simakuf Pehe, we'll discuss it there. And we wrote the conclusion of the Achronim in the Mishnah Berurah there. If when he finished davening, and he sees tzoya, he finds the tzoya of his matfilah, now it's already beyond his matfilah. Ain mashlima b'tfilah cheres. There's no making up another tfilah. The poshea hava, he's a poshea. He was negligent. Vein tashlumin el benenas. There's no tashlumin. Tashlum is for a person who's an oinus. So it's not in his control. This is something that was in his control. He messed up. He poshea. There's no tashlumin for poshea. No way to make up that missing shmonesu. Sifkar na beis ain sarach lachzor. If he's in a place where there's no reason to expect it and he finds it afterwards, he doesn't go back. The honest havi, that is an honest. He had no reason to expect it. What should he have done? When it comes to Meraglayim, if you don't see the Meraglayim, even a place where you should anticipate it, you don't have to repeat. If he's unaware of urine, he can say Shema and daven there. But if he knew about it, that there is Meraglayim, so now he knows the Chacham said not to daven there. But of the Karas, then he went against the Chachamim and he did say Shema or daven. So he should go back and say Shema again and daven again. The Avar Alvadai Dorban, because he violated the Chacham's halacha that if there's urine there, you don't daven there. Kein Kasa Pima Gadim. So writes the Pima Gadim. The Aimech Hayodim Kal Gimel Din Lamed Gimel. If you look at Hayodim Kal Gimel. We also discuss in situations like this when a person daven when he shouldn't have. If you take a look in Be'er Halacha Tzorech Lachzor, you have to go back. If you didn't check and you found afterwards. So he begins with the Pima Gadim who clears a Shiloh. If it's a Diraisa or Drabonon, and they come out, it's only a Drabonon because it's a Diraisa Yotzeb Diyevet. And then he writes as follows. The Afal Pikin, even once we say this conclusion, that's only an Issa Drabonon, Lekuli Alma, everyone agrees. And who b'malkam ha-metunif, if he's in a filthy place, after he efshalot seis misham, and he can't get out, there's no way out, could go into Chavash v'esar surim, Nebuch, he's locked in a prison, and in the dungeon, it's filthy. Kiyos v'zer, or anything similar. Lechat chila mutav lo shlo yispal klal, it's better not to daven. The oy v'zel Issa d'iraisa. To daven in those situations is a diraisa. So, if you don't know and you should check, and you don't check, that's one thing. But if you know, you're not allowed to daven. And even if there's no way to extricate yourself from it.
What's that
issue again? V'hoyim achenecha kadosh. V'hoyim achenecha kadosh.